Hi, and welcome to my random talk. If you look around my Substack, you probably notice that I have a little bit of a fascination with words, and in particular, which words you can use, how words have been changed and meanings have been adjusted, and which words you can't use anymore. And so I've been questioning myself a little bit lately. Why is it that I care so much about using or not using certain words or certain language? And you may have heard me go on rants in the past on podcasts and such about words like crazy, which apparently in any context, and not just when you call somebody that, is quote unquote ableist. Some will also claim that people should be called overweight rather than fat, and black sheep should be avoided, even if you are the black sheep in your family, and I most certainly am. Blackmail, according to the CBC's recently released list of words that you want to think twice about using, that is a no-go. And speaking of lists, the term blacklist is apparently off the menu too. Even if, you know, if you look back to the McCarthy era, such a thing actually existed and we need to be able to talk about it. And then there are terms like spirit animal or first world problem, brainstorm, blindsided, blind spot, dumb, tone deaf, and so on and so forth. Those are apparently words that we should, as the CBC says, think twice about using. Now, to be completely honest with myself, and you by default, since you're listening to my confession, most of the time, I happen to be a people pleaser. And I hate to admit it, but, you know, facts are facts. I tend to go out of my way to try and avoid hurting anyone's feelings. And yet, why is it that I'm so hesitant to comply? They're just words, right? What's wrong with just shifting just a little bit to avoid hurting someone, you know, to be kind? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with me? Well, beyond the obvious issues around crediting language for literally hurting people, something that also happens to be kind of in the eye of the beholder, the reason that I am so hot and bothered, or really just bothered, it's the reason why it is that we feel so pressured to change how we speak. That's one thing to realize that perhaps a certain word is outdated or inappropriate and we shift our usage of it. We're just growing, trying to be more considerate, or just more accurate with our language. Whatever the reason is, it is our choice. And it becomes something completely different when the reason for our shifting of language is because one day a person or a group of people declare that a word or a term is wrong, and then they demand that you comply or else you will be punished. How will you be punished? Well, there's so many ways to get you. Whether it's, you know, stripping you of your social credit, attacking you, an angry mob attacking you, ostracizing you, or even causing you to lose your job. These are things that are realities for so many people every day. That's not a matter of making a kind choice. It's coercion. And by demanding that certain words are used and others are not, it has become a way for other people to exert power over individuals. Now, language shifts over time. The words that we used 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30, 100 years ago are not necessarily the words that we use today for all sorts of reasons. But those words, they change naturally. They change bottom up as part of the typical social norm shift that we see. Now, those who are pushing it top down, I think what they're doing is feeding their polite authoritarian impulses, quite frankly. And at the end of the day, I'm going to consider my words carefully. I might not want to hurt other people. I might want to be precise with my language. I may choose to think of the historic implications of certain words. But my choice to use a word or not to use a word should not be dictated by other people who create an environment of hostility and pressure. I am not going to use the words that others insist that I use. After all, We are human beings, not parrots. On that note, thank you for listening and for keeping me company. Until next time.